Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:49, coming up on 5:50 here, 85 degrees. So while at the event today in West Pittston to see Vice President J.D. Vance, I was able to – I bumped into before the event Jamie Walsh, state representative from our area, to talk about not only today's event, but what's going on down in Harrisburg and other things. So we have that audio, and we're going to play that for you now, that interview. Hey, it's Rob O'Donnell here with WILK News Radio, the Rob O'Donnell Show. I'm here with Jamie Walsh, state representative here at the J.D. Vance event in West Pittston. How great is it to have the vice president here in our backyard?
Well, I think he's here to talk about the big, beautiful bill and what it's going to do for Pennsylvanians. And the biggest thing with the big, beautiful bill, you know, they say that the tide rises all ships, and that's what it's going to do. It's going to increase income. It's going to increase jobs in this area. And I couldn't be more excited for him to be here.
Here's a local manufacturer who's been here for decades, Don's Machine Shop. And on their billboard, it says, "No tax on, no tips. Welcome, J.D. Vance." You know, for a local manufacturer to applaud, you know, their workers not having to pay tax on overtime and tips and such like that. Does it show from the ground up how this is helping the middle class?
Absolutely. It's a game changer. You think of the, you know, I'm a small business guy. For us to try to get people to work overtime, it's tough. You know, they have families, they have lives, but the workforce isn't there anymore either to backfill to get more people to work. So the advantage of having people that are willing to sacrifice a little bit to work overtime and not be taxed on it, that is a game changer, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think most of the nation and most of the working class are not believing this. Well, this only helps the billionaires. It doesn't help the middle class in America. I think that's exactly who it's helping, and that's what they need, just a little assistance now to get on the right step.
Absolutely, and the no tax on tips, I have very close friends in the service industry, and they are fired up over that. And once again, it's going to help the proprietor because they're going to have employees that are more willing to work overtime. They're going to have more employees that are willing to work longer hours because they're not being taxed on tips or overtime. So it's just all together. It is a big, beautiful bill.
It is indeed. Now, as we're here celebrating less than 6 months into the Trump Vance term, bills like the big, beautiful bill, like the tariff deals that are going on, like the things we're seeing around the world with our men and women coming back from combat zones, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the stalemate in Harrisburg with our budget. It's now a few weeks overdue. Has there been any room? Has there been any movement? Or what's going on down in Harrisburg?
There is no movement. What's going on right now is all a show. The governor wants almost $5 billion added to our budget. And Pennsylvania, our rainy day fund is nearly gone since Josh Shapiro got into office. He has pretty much depleted our rainy day fund. If we approve this bill the way it is, our rainy day fund is gone. Pennsylvania is bankrupt by 2028. And they're going to come back after us again for more property taxes. In my estimation, property taxes in this area are going to double within the next 4 years because of the way that our government is spending in Harrisburg, particularly the Democrat side.
I've been critical of the governor. You know, it seems to be he's more in tune and more perplexed to take photo shots at NASCAR events or talk about sporting events or basically campaigning for whatever's in his future rather than sitting down in Harrisburg with the leaders of the Democrat and Republican parties and saying, hey, we're behind on this budget. It's been behind almost every year that I've been governor and for the past 4 years, I believe. You know, let's sit down and work through this. Let's get it done. And that doesn't seem to be the leadership that we're seeing in Harrisburg.
No, and the other problem is he doesn't want to open up our energy. He doesn't want to remove Reggie. And these are all things that are destroying our economy and our economic growth. If we could unleash our natural gas industry and give our kids a choice of school, and the average child right now can't even read. I saw a funny a meme the other day on Facebook when the Democrats came out and the teachers union, the NEA, came out and said, you know, we're teaching this and we're teaching that. The meme said, well, the good thing is the average kid right now can't read what she's talking about anyway, because that's the truth. Our kids are struggling in schools, not all schools, not every school around here in Luzerne County, but some of these schools, these kids, they graduate with less than an eighth grade reading level. How do you succeed for a meaningful job that you can have the American dream in this country when you can't read beyond an eighth grade reading level?
And one of the things that helped the governor get elected was that school choice, with those voucher programs that he still hasn't come through on.
Right. And that's one of our bargaining chips. We want school vouchers. We want school choice. So kids aren't defined. So their lives aren't defined by the zip code that they grow up in.
All right. Jamie Wall, State Representative. Thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Thank you, Rob.
So there you go. That was Representative Jamie Walsh giving a little insight of what's happening or what's not happening down in Harrisburg. And it's interesting. I already saw in some of our local newspapers, Governor Shapiro is already chiming in saying he doesn't know why the vice president was here in Pennsylvania, because there's not much to celebrate on this bill. It's funny, since your own budget is in stalemate and you're doing nothing to see it cross the finish line, no meetings whatsoever with the party leaders, no you getting in front of a camera, which you seem to have no problem doing for your own purposes, and saying, I want leaders of the Democrat and Republican Party of Pennsylvania, both the House and the Senate, to sit down with me. Let's work through this. We go through the night, but let's make sure the people of Pennsylvania have a budget, because it's just a matter of time now. I mean, it's very rapidly, actually, to where people aren't going to start getting paid in Pennsylvania. And it's the same old, to where, I'm not going to take a pay. You'll have your elected official. I'm not going to take a paycheck till this is clarified. No, there needs to be a constitutional amendment to the Pennsylvania Constitution, which mandates that our representatives get paid. That's why they get retroactive pay when it's done. If there is not a budget on the deadline, then every dollar, every elected official, every executive member of the Pennsylvania government and their staffs get forfeited back to the general fund. I guarantee you we will not have a late budget again. I guarantee you we will not have a late budget again. But you know what? If I'm getting a retroactive check of all the money that I didn't get for a few weeks, it's really not a big deal for especially people in elected government, especially people in the executive branch of Pennsylvania government. So let's hold their feet to the fire. You don't want to have a budget for the people on time? Well, then every dollar you make from that point on gets put back into the general fund. You do not get a dime. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. It's as simple as that. And that's the only thing that'll stop this nonsense in Harrisburg. I guarantee you we will never have a late budget again.